Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Is Murph. Today on the show, we have a brand new music from Christy Huff, Mary Cutter, and Sam Hatmaker. We'll also be talking about our interviews with Mary over the years. And there's been a lot of them, folks. But anyway, this should be a fun show, but as we do every week, let's take you back to not last week, but 2 weeks ago, and let you know where we left things off of the countdown. At number 3 2 weeks ago was Jess Shelly Adams with her a brand new one, Be the Change. At number 2 2 weeks ago, we had Lindsay L. with Make You. And the number 1 song 2 weeks ago was Kirsty Krause with her brand new single Silver. So with that, who's ready to dive into this week's countdown? The artist coming in this week at number 3 is a very, very dear friend of mine. And as I was telling somebody this week, I have a very small handful of friends in the country music industry, in the radio industry, who I can turn to talk about the wins in this industry, and we can celebrate those wins together, and talk about the losses, you know. And I consider Mary one of those people. I've known Mary for, gosh, it's been probably 5 years now, 6 maybe. I'm not even sure. But anyway, this is the brand new single from Mary Cutter called Make Time, coming this week at number 3 on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Watch the moon come up and the red sunset, kissing sweet little moments off of your lips. Got nowhere to be, let's just lay here like this. Think a memory is lasting, then you blink and it passes. I wanna be right here, right
And coming in this week at number three, that was Mary Cutter with her single Make Time. Always smiling, bubbling with positive vibes. Mary Cutter is the freshest girl in country music. Combining pop rock sound with country lyrics, she is creating a dreamy alternative country sound that's grabbing attention. The Kentucky Raised, former TV and radio show host, has come to Nashville to begin a new era of female country music filled with dance-worthy jams, sung by a sultry voice and a brand that's bold and bright. And a bit of news dropped the other day. Mary is actually releasing her brand new EP next Friday. I believe it's her first EP. I'm not exactly sure. I think it might be her first. But anyway, she dropped the track listing the other day too. The tracks are Atmosphere, Spaceships and Satellites, Defy Gravity, Neptune and Venus, and High Hopes. And the name of the EP is called Atmosphere. We've already gotten Spaceships and Satellites and Defy Gravity, so I'm really anxious to hear the other three tracks on the EP, especially High Hopes. That is a acoustic track on the EP. And y'all know me, I'm such a sucker for acoustic music. It's just not even funny. Hold on one second. Yeah. Again, like I said, that was Mary Cutter with her single Make Time. And as you've heard me mention the show before, Mary is a very, very dear friend of mine. I may actually just have to call her up next Friday or next Saturday and surprise her with a little congratulatory phone call. You know, I'll try and do that from time to time. If I have an artist's phone number and they've got big news in their career, like a brand new EP, a brand new music video, playing some place that they've always wanted to play, I'll call them up either the day before, the day of, or the day after, and just send them a little congratulatory message. You know, just I feel like that's the right thing to do. Being in my position. So anyway, who's ready for the number two song of the week? I'm coming in at number two is a debut from an artist named Sam Hatmaker. Now, like Mary, I've known Sam for a long time, although she's never been on the show, which is just so crazy to me. I have to reach out sometime and see if she wants to pop on for an interview. But, this is the brand new single from Sam Hatmaker, a debut single, actually. This is called A Funny on coming this week at number 2 on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Only get dressed up for your own reflection. If he leads you on, it's the wrong direction. You don't have to like you when he calls you honey. Don't laugh at boys when they're not funny. Don't let him tell you no, don't mean no. It ain't up to him how far you go. You don't know nothing just cause he spent money. Don't laugh at boys when they're not funny. I almost lied to myself for the love of someone else. And there's some things that he can't get back. And I learned the hard way, learning that. Love yourself before you love anybody. And don't laugh at boys when they're not funny. Someone's gonna want you at your worst. Someone's gonna hold you when it hurts. But you don't need someone to make you somebody. Boys when they're not funny. Cause I almost lost myself for the love of someone else. And there's some things that you can't get back. And I learned the hard way, learning that. Love yourself before you love anybody. And don't laugh at boys when they're not funny. Only get dressed up for your own reflection. If he leads you on, it's the wrong direction. Like you when he calls you honey. So don't laugh at boys when they're not funny.
And coming this week at number 2, that was Sam Hatmaker with her debut single Funny. Born to a stand-up comedian and an actress, Anansari Sam Hatmaker assumed from a very young age that that everyone was just supposed to be on stage. So she decided that she would become a singer. At 10 years old, her path became even more clear when she performing shows at Dollywood. Even though by then she figured out that not everyone had to be on stage. She moved to Nashville after signing her first publishing deal with Warner Chappell Music at the age of 16. In 2019, Sam recorded her WEP with Grammy Award-winning producer Nathan Chapman. So, yeah, that was Like I said, that was Sam Hatmaker with her brand new single, Funny. Now, like I said earlier, we have yet to have Sam on the show, but I'd absolutely love to sit down and talk with her here for about 30 minutes, anytime she wants. Now, I'm going to tell you something that you might not know about me. I am a huge sports fan, okay? And as we were coming on the air today, my Nashville Predators had just gone into overtime in game four of the Stanley Cup qualifiers. After Forsberg tied it up with literally seconds to go. So that may be why I was a little, I want to say, distracted at the start. I guess I was sort of distracted. But the game's over now. I'm not going to say who won. I'll let you guys look it up on your own. If you were watching, and you were a fan of the losing team, I'm sorry. But anyway, like I said, the game's over now, and in fact, he's giving this my full and undivided attention. All right, now with that little sports rant is out of the way, who's ready for at number one? The artist coming this week at number one has, like Sam, yet to appear on the show, but I'm hoping that can happen sometime in September, maybe October. This is Christy Huff coming in this week at number one with her brand new single, Gold Summer. And I'll tell you guys a little bit more about Christy after we hear the single. Here we go.
Edge of the wine, Malibu Canyon, painted by the rays of the sun. Blue water in the sand, you holding my hand. No plans, nowhere to go. Dark.
And coming in this weekend, number one, that was Christy Huff with our brand new single, Gold Summer. Christy Huff is a country singer-songwriter who brings a touch of pop to her soulful sound. She's an LA girl now, but attributes her country background to her childhood in Arizona. Consistent trips to Nashville to co-write with other writers keep her country ties strong. And she is currently working on releasing singles consistently. Christy is well known in LA and Orange County. And she now performs her original songs both acoustically and with her band. She has performed all over the U.S. and played many historic spots in L.A., including Hotel Cafe, The Mint, and The Viper Room. Touring multiple times a year, Christy knows what hard work and dedication mean. Her release, Lovish, gained 67,000 streams in its first week, while her prior release, Black and White, is at a lifetime stream count of 3 million. Her release, Urban Love, was the one that kicked off her Spotify success, having been picked up on having been picked up on New Music Nashville and holding the playlist for 4 straight weeks. Her songs have been featured on many high-profile playlists, including New Boots, Hot Country, and Wild Country. She not only has had success in the streaming world, but also in her live shows. And she's gotten to open up for some of the biggest names in country music, which include Jason Aldean, Billy Currington, Kip Moore, Toby Keith, and Bebe Rexha. Christy splits her time between LA and Nashville and is active in both performing and writing. She was recently featured on the Tabitha Show 2-minute tune about Super Bowl 54 commercials. Her first full band show was at the famous at the famous Whiskey Jam, where her music was met with great acceptance. And as we were playing the old summer, I got a few tweets and a few Instagram posts from Chrissy, and I always love when, and it's maybe me took my own horn here, but I always love when artists reach out and thank us for playing their music on the show. It sort of lets me know that yes, the show is reaching the artist and it's actually being listened to, which is still just crazy to me that even one person tunes into the show. That's beyond my family and close friends. That's still wild to me. Anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on next Tuesday. Next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Miss Alexi Jordan joining us. Now, Alexi has a sort of a mutual friend in common, and we'll be discussing that along with her career, her music, and pretty much anything that she's working on that she can talk about. And according to social media, I'm hearing whispers of brand new music from Lexi, so we'll try and get the scoop on that. But anyway, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on With Asia Murph. Thank you and goodbye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.